The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational
by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 21st of December 2010. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the bring him always, the tailor, refined armors, the bigger, fine cookies, and delicious fudge. And the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Elkin?
Okay, good, yes.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. That's guk.ogr. The OGR's chat channel on the Guck server. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, and much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. Alrighty. And that's all I have for you. Good night, everyone.
Oh, jeez.
No, huh? Alright. Hold on just a second. I gotta readjust something here. Okay, there we go. Now we're back. Okay, so... what's going on this week?
Well, it's Christmas week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that why Target was so busy today?
Oh, you went there?
Yeah, I had to pick up a few things for the house.
They're nuts.
Well, that's where I got the cat's new crinkle thing.
The crinkle bag.
Eric, go get the crinkle bag so we can have everyone... here, it looks like Santa's toy bag, but it's green. And you know how cats like getting on newspapers and stuff? It's because it crinkles. So let's give a listen to that. This is what the bag sounds like.
He's not going to get it.
He's Eric. Eric! I had this all set up.
Eric, go get the bag. Go get the bag!
Get the bag! The bag.
Later. Just get the bag.
What do you mean he has to eat? Dinner's been ready for like 40 minutes. He's just doing it now?
No, he's telling me to go eat, and I'm just not hungry, okay?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's a green bag, and it says toys on it.
All right, that is not static. That is the crinkle bag. And the cats like it. Mal got right on top of it. Okay, yeah, that's good. No, our long-haired, our old long-haired cat, I put it down on the ground, and I played with it a little bit. I pressed down and went crinkle, 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 and she jumped right on top of it, and she's like, oh, I like this, and she starts nuzzling up to it, hearing the crinkling and stuff, so she liked it. So, you know, early Christmas gift for the cats. And then I poured catnip all over it. Then the poor catnip over it. And then, of course, Mal was rolling all over it.
Meow, meow.
this back now?
And stuff. And then we threw Mario, our orange cat, then we threw Mario inside of it and took a picture. Because you can open it up just like a bag. Yeah, someone's asking me to mention a website. I want to check this out before I mention it. I don't want to be like elf porn or something like that. Not like I would care, but let's see.
You like elf porn?
Of course. Elf girls are hot.
Oh, thank you.
So let's see here. I'm just concerned about the website. What is this?
I don't know. I can't see.
Oh. Well, if you're using iGoogle, using iGoogle, this person has made a gadget for iGoogle, which is kind of like having a widget or an app on your phone. You know what a widget is, of course.
Yeah.
And they have, let's see. Add that to iGoogle. It has the Amara trade skill mission of the day. Hot zone. Daily mark missions, more challenging missions, and trade skill news, apparently, and hot zones for the Shadow Odyssey and the daily shard mission there. And that is at eq2mission.flame.org. And you can add that to iGoogle. So there we go.
What was that?
eq2mission.
Oh, so you don't have to be in game to see the missions now?
Apparently not, no. This person has made a thing for it, so you can see it online.
Oh, that's cool.
There it is. eq2mission.flame.org. I typed that in the chat channel.
I'm still updating.
Oh, that's all right. And you can add that to iGoogle, and it will automatically update and let you know what's going on in the game today. So that's cool. Thank you very much. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Shellio or Shelloil, something like that, on the Antonio Vale server. Thank you very much. So let's see what's going on here. EverQuest 2, or Sony Online, I should say. Sony Online is now doing their annual Child's Play.
Hey!
You know, they're in cooperation with Child's Play for the... for the charity work there. And if you buy the following items from the marketplace, they will make donations to Child's Place. Let me link those in the chat channel. That is the Cloak of the Snowfall, which is an appearance cloak. I haven't actually looked at that. Let me see. Oh yeah, it has an animated snowfall. That's pretty cool. It's purple cloak with white animated snow.
One of our listeners wanted to buy me a Christmas present through Station Cash. I told them to, instead of buying me something, to buy something for Child's Play.
Well, there you go. You can go ahead and buy this item, and money will be donated to Child's Play.
And I'll be... That's my present.
There you go. So we have that, and then we have the Festive Baroni, which is the badger-looking type thing. And it is a cosmetic pet that follows you around. It looks like a regular Baroni, except it has snow falling off of it. I don't know if it leaves a trail or not. I haven't bought it and had it follow me around or not. So I'm not sure. And I doubt very much we're going to get any input from Domino or anything like that this week. It is the week of Christmas. So I don't think we're going to have a lot of people listening in. That's all right. We're going to do a little show here anyway. We're going to talk. We're going to chat it up with the people who are. Oh, Domino is there. Hello, Domino. So Domino is here. All right. Well, maybe Domino can tell us if this thing leaves a snowy trail like the snowman. Oh, I'm frightened. She says that I will not evade her that easily.
She was in early this morning.
Oh, yeah? Oh, the server merge is going on today, too. So, the last few days, I should say. And just so people know, because some people were asking me for some reason, the Moonlight enchantments are being extended another day because of the server merges. Actually, I think that's kind of funny. Zale on the Unrest server says that Domino is stalking me. That's actually kind of funny because I actually logged in Cheez-It to get his gift from Santa Glug, and he got the enchanted snowman, and we named him Stalker because he's following Cheez-It around, and he's twice the size of Cheez-It.
Wow.
So Cheez-It now has a snowman stalker. See, Domino says that she will be absent for the next few weeks. Yeah, she's going home for the holidays. She mentioned that on Facebook, going up to Canada to visit her family.
I thought they were England.
I thought she said on Facebook that she was going to Canada. I could have been wrong about that. Let's see here. Typed in Domino on Facebook and it brought me to the pizza.
That's pretty funny.
Let's see here. Yep, home in Canada is what she says.
Ah, okay.
So there we go. Oh, yes, and Alexandra is in the channel there is saying that Cheez-It got something else for Frostfell 2 this morning. When I logged in Cheez-It, it's kind of a rare spawn that we get. QZ. She's a little blind Rotonga in the Legion of Kithacor, and she made a rare appearance today. And QZ and Cheez-It kissed under the mistletoe.
Aww.
And of course, Cheez-It went completely nutzoid and did little backflips and stuff like that. Woo! I got kissed! Woo! And just started running about.
He's so cute.
He is. Let's see. I'm being told here that Saya's Hammer will be opening in about 45 minutes for the Frostfell. I guess she's having some sort of Frostfell thing there in Saya's Hammer. That's in Nettleville on the Antonia Bale server. Go to Nettleville Inn. Right click on the door and go to Saya's Hammer. That's P-S-I-A Hammer. So there we go. And I think the Incy Wincy Spider is going on. I think it is, if I remember correctly. Oh, now I see what Latesh was in the guild hall earlier and said that he left me a present. I'm seeing it now. We have the, let's see, what is this actually called? Let me see. The Wrath of the Overlord picture. Let me link that. So we have the Wrath of the Overlord picture. There's that. With Illyrisi's arrow right through the eyes. Right between the eyes. So now we have a portrait of Lucan de Lair with an arrow right between the eyes. That's okay. Thank you very much, Latesh, even though you're in a very, very naughty guild. And you must be destroyed. But anyway, moving on. Earlier this week... Are you still updating?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it took me a while, too. And let's check the update notes. I guess the only thing they majorly changed in-game, outside of the server merges, of course, was the research assistant is now completely removed from the game.
I'm going to miss him.
Her.
I think mine was a him.
Oh, okay. That's right. Arcane Masters now. Yeah, ours was a her. She's gone.
Well, I went to Willowwood. See?
Ah, yes. Yeah, and that is male, if I remember correctly. Well, yeah, we had one in the guild hall here, and we removed it before we could get the full refund
Oops.
On it. Oh, well.
Oops.
Well, we didn't know. They didn't announce it until, like, the next day. And I guess it was either True Flight or Urson had went ahead and removed it. And we got half of its worth. Whatever. It's all right. I'm not concerned. So there we have it. No birthdays this week on my Facebook page. Not this week. So we'll wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Happy Frostfell. Of course, today is the solstice. So, blessed solstice. And you went to bed early last night. You didn't get to see the eclipse.
I was tired.
Yeah, you were pooped yesterday.
Well, that was a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Had another long one today, too.
Okay. Oh, I'm being told of birthdays. Savedra, who was a ex-EQ2 dev. And Fireflight. I'm not sure who Fireflight is. Do you know who Fireflight is? One of the devs?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Probably one of the devs. Domino's mentioning it. It was last Sunday, so we will say happy birthday to them, and we'll go ahead and roll out the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
In the in-game chat channel here that Igmachek of the Maiden's Fancy, his birthday is I'm guessing today. So congratulations to Igma as well. Oh, it is today. Okay, congratulations. Alright. Let's see what else we have for on my notes here. I don't think I have anything left on my notes, actually. But, of course, we're going to talk about Christmas movies. A few days ago, I posted on Kithacore.org. I wanted people to let us know what their favorite Christmas movie is. I only got a few responses to that. So I will go ahead and read those. Of the very few people that voted, they voted Charlie Brown Christmas, the animated Grinch Who Stole Christmas, A Christmas Carol, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as their top choices.
Really?
But only like 3 people voted, so. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Christmas movies. What do you think?
All right.
What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, well, it's a toss between A Muppet's Christmas Carol and A Christmas Carol done with Patrick Stewart.
Georges-Luc Picard does the Christmas Carol. Christmas, 37 years ago, engage. Emeril on the Crushbone server says A Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street. It's been so long since I've seen those movies, I don't think I can even comment on them.
I haven't seen A Wonderful Life in a long time. It's What's that one that... Oh, the Christmas Story. That's always interesting to watch.
Oh, the one with the...
You're gonna shoot your eye out, kid!
Yeah. No, I've seen that movie once, and I really don't want to see it again.
Why?
I don't like it. I really
it's
don't.
It's a classic.
I just, you know, I don't care if it's a classic. I just don't like it.
You're weird.
Just
everybody loves
not,
that.
Not, apparently not everybody. But yeah, I do. I do understand.
Like...
Well, yeah. Since when do I do what I'm supposed to do? But I mean, I understand that A Christmas Story is very popular. I think one of the reasons I don't like it is that it's overdone. It's one of those movies that TBS puts out, or the USA Network or whatever, and they just play it over and over and over and over and over. And some years ago, I just, you know what? I'm done with it. I never want to see this movie again as long as I live. So there you go. And let's see. Alexandria on the Antonia Bale server is saying Christmas Vacation. That's a Chevy Chase movie. I'm not fond of Chevy Chase, to be perfectly honest with you. What do you think of Christmas Vacation?
It's one I haven't seen in a very long time.
Now, someone mentioned on the website that Die Hard was one of their favorite Christmas movies. I don't think that... Okay, it's a movie that takes place during the holiday season, but that's not a Christmas movie. Let's blow up Russians for Christmas, or Germans, whatever the hell they were.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that one in a long time either.
But, yeah, that is not a Christmas movie. Sorry. Let me see here. I actually found a list of Christmas movies. Check it out here. Christmas movies. Do a search. Oh yes, we got a big old list of Christmas movies here. Now, what do you think of The Santa Claus with Tim...
I love him.
Tim, whatever the hell his name was. Tim Curry. No.
No.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yes.
I like the first one. I didn't really like the second one, and the third one's a piece of crap. Sorry, the third one with Jack...
Martin Short.
Martin Short as Jack Frost. Garbage, I'm sorry. Garbage.
There's one I like...
What's
just because I like the way it starts out. It's really cool. And that's the Santa Claus movie.
The one with Dudley Moore?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one in years.
I love the way it starts out, you know, where it's about the man and the woman, and they're making wooden toys, and they take them, you know, out to the children that they don't, you know, they can't have children, so he carves wooden toys for the kids. They're not neighborhoods. I mean, these are like, you know, miles apart, but, you know, the kids in the surrounding area, and how him and his wife do this every Christmas. And then they finally, one time they get lost on the way back. And, you know, just when everything looks really bleak, you find out that they found the North Pole, and the elves come out, and I don't know, it's just really magical. And then the old Father Christmas guy comes out, which is Emeritus Burgess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying his name
Burgess.
Right. Yeah, he used to play Penguin.
Yeah.
you know, they come out and they christen him the Santa Claus and everything else, and it's all really cool. And then you go into the Dudley Moore, you know, he's the elf that wants to make a difference. And,
right.
Yeah. And it gets all twisted. But I really like the, what is the, maybe the first 45 minutes of that movie. It's totally cool.
All right. Let's see here. Mipip on the Antonio Bale server saying Elf. That's with
Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. People have to stop watching Elf because it just gives the illusion that Will Ferrell is funny, and he's not. He was okay in Saturday Night Live, but every movie he's ever made is just horrible. He's just horrible. And I would not recommend Elf to anyone. And I'm being corrected on the name. It's actually Meepeep. 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 Okay. But yeah, avoid Elf at all costs, I say. Now, my favorite is the Muppets Christmas Carol. Love the Muppets Christmas Carol. It's awesome. It's awesome. So cool. Sorry, breaking down to a little Napoleon Dynamite there.
Yeah, you are.
It's awesome. It's wild. Yeah. Anyway, Muppet's Christmas Carol for me. I have a soft spot for a little-known movie called Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. Hardly anyone has ever seen this movie. I think I mentioned it last year, too. I just got a soft spot for the movie. I think it's a nice little story. Go ahead and let your kids see it. It's fine. I love the music. There's a song that was written by Roy Rogers, I believe. And Gene Autry. You get a little mister. Yeah, I do have to agree with Zale. I think one of the reasons it sticks in my mind is because it made me cry when I was a kid. When Nestor's mother dies. I shouldn't have said that. Now no one's going to see it. Go seek out, and you can get it on DVD because we have it on DVD. Nestor, the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. I'll even spell it out. Nestor, the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. There we go. It's a good movie. You know, it's stop motion, done around the same time as Rudolph and Frosty and all those other stop motion Christmas films. And of course, Rudolph's another one, classic. You have to watch it. It's almost an impulsion. You're flipping through the channels. Oh, Rudolph's on.
Yeah, you have to watch Rudolph.
But people have found life on Mars. We have to get to the news station. No, it's Rudolph.
Ready, Santa?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Of course, I have just found MSN's list of the top 10 worst Christmas films of all time. So let's read these off. Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haven't seen it. Don't want to see it. See what they have next year. Home Alone. They're putting in as a Christmas movie. I don't know. Wasn't horrible, I don't think, but...
Which one?
They're saying Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin. I wouldn't say annoying, yes. Not horrible, I don't think.
The first one's fine. After that, it's like a little ridiculous.
Next year.
See if I'm done here. No, I'm still downloading. Wow. Less than a minute. I'm going to go see if I can get Santa Clug this time. Santa Clug plushie. I want my Santa Clug plushie. I've been offered one if I don't get one, so.
Okay.
I may end up taking somebody up on that.
Now, they're saying here, for number 3, they're choosing the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. No, I would... No, I have to disagree with him on that one. I like the Santa Claus. I didn't like the sequels. So let's see what's next here. So,
I like 1 and 2.
No, I didn't like 2. 2 was... The first one was good. Good family entertainment. Not in the Sam Kinison style. Sam Kinison is...
I like 2 because you get to see a little bit more of what's going on. And you learn about the Molinator.
Oh, God.
Come on. The Molinator? That's cool.
Sorry. Santa Claus 1 is all right. The sequel's sucked.
Ah.
See what's next here. What do they got next? Jack Frost with Michael Keaton. Yeah, I gotta agree with him on that one.
I watched that the other day. I forgot about that. You don't remember. I thought it was okay.
He dies and comes back as a snowman? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
No, sorry. Next. well, this one's fairly new, actually. Deck the Halls with Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito. I haven't seen this one. But apparently two neighbors get into a contest with Christmas lights.
Yeah.
If that's the basis of the entire movie, it's probably not going to be that great.
Well, there's this one scene in it, and I don't remember how it plays out or why. I mean, Broderick gets injured, and he wakes up in the back of the car. And Danny DeVito's laying next to him, rubbing him, you know, because he's wrapped up in a sleeping bag. And he's naked with Danny DeVito in the sleeping bag because he was frozen cold. Ooh. And he took off their clothes and got in there to get warm.
Wow.
On the way to the hospital.
All right.
Oh, I was like, oh my God. He started screaming.
Okay, well, they're saying for number 6, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
They like it.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, so I really can't comment on it. I don't remember it.
Okay. Everything that could go wrong does go wrong for them.
Well, it always does. Okay, let's see what else. Christmas with the Cranks with Jamie Lee Curtis and Tim Allen. Again, one I haven't seen before, but apparently the Cranks are usually the perfect Christmas people. They always have good decorations, and they're full of Christmas. Well, they decide, because their daughter's away for school, they decide they're going to go on vacation.
Like, to Hawaii or something.
To Hawaii.
Like that.
And then at the last second, the daughter decides to come home, and then they try to whip up their perfect Christmas in like 24 hours. And it goes bizarrely wrong. So I haven't seen it. I wouldn't mind checking it out. Maybe we'll see.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
It's okay. Yeah. It's one to sit and watch and say, yeah, okay, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see here.
The way they piss off everybody.
Yeah.
Because, all these charities they usually give to, they go, and they usually have this big Christmas party and they don't. And the neighbors are almost bitter at them because... Hmm. Everybody else in the block is all decorated, and they're not doing it. They're not bringing out the they have this snowman, I guess it's like an icon, and they don't do it.
Like, how dare you not celebrate Christmas this
year?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, the whole neighborhood turns against them really bad because they are just not going to do it, and oh my God. And it's funny to watch them because it's sort of a battle against everybody so used to them. Dropping everything and doing all this Christmas stuff. And I forgot to turn my sound down. So when they decide not to, it's that play is kind of hilarious.
All right. Might check that out. See if it's on Netflix.
Give me a second while I load. You're going to hear the music.
That's all right. And let's see. Next on the list is Surviving Christmas. That's with Ben Affleck and James Gandolfini from The Sopranos. Let's see.
That's one I have not seen.
I haven't seen this one either. It says here, Ben Affleck is an annoying rich person. He also happens to play one in this atrocious film. He is so annoying that he hires James Gandolfini and Catherine O'Hara's suburban family to take him in and pretend that that they're his family. And they soon grow to hate him too. but it's not like you don't see that coming. All right, so he's a rich person without a family, and he hires a family to take him in, and they end up hating his guts. I probably wouldn't like it too much if Ben Affleck came to our Christmas either.
You don't like him much anyway.
No, not really. He's alright. And they pick for number 9, the live action Grinch Who Stole Christmas with
Jim Carrey.
And yeah, I have to agree, that movie was rotten. It was
that
horrible.
You don't like it?
It was horrible.
Eric thinks it's great.
No, sorry, they changed the entire frickin' story.
Not by much.
Yeah, by much. They took a 30-minute short movie and turned it into an hour and a half of garbage. I'm sorry, I did not like it. Then again, I'm not a big fan of most of Jim Carrey's work anyway. Don't get me wrong, some of his work is pretty good. But, yeah. We'll rate this one up here with the Truman Show. And I think that's... No, they said the top 10 and they only gave me 9. What the hell? Well, I'll give number 10 to the list. You say the top 10 worst Christmas films and you only give me 9? Oh, I'm going back here. I'm sorry. They counted Home Alone and Home Alone 2 as two separate movies. All right.
I don't like Home Alone 2. Well, I'm glad they didn't have Polar Express on the worst list. I like Polar Express. I know you don't like it.
No.
But I like it. I like it a little. I like, you know, there's got this scene with the wolves and the snow running against the train. I love that.
No. Nope, sorry. Not digging it.
You don't like it because the majority of the characters in it are played by the same Tom Hanks.
And I just don't like it. The movie had no point. It was just, hey, let's all feel good. And that's it. That was the whole point of the movie.
No, it isn't.
Get no plot.
It's about believing in Christmas still. Because the whole idea is the little boy doesn't... He doesn't quite believe in Christmas. He doesn't believe that there's a Santa Claus anymore. Mm-hmm. And so the train comes and gets him and takes him there. And the whole part of it is still believing in Christmas. And when he finally does, he can finally hear the jingle of the sleigh bells that are on the sleigh, on the reindeer. Uh-huh. And Santa gives him one, see?
Wow.
And that's why, you know, his parents can't hear the bell. They don't believe in Santa Claus anymore.
I just thought they went deaf. Anyway. Nope, sorry. Not digging it.
Fine, but I want to watch it.
Well, you go ahead, you know, when I'll go upstairs and do stuff.
And you don't like the Patrick Stewart one either.
What, the Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I think there were... I don't know.
I like how he does it. I mean, you know, he did that as a one-man play or show for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes, on Broadway. I think for a year he did that or something. I don't know. But yeah, he's done A Christmas Carol as a one-man show.
Mm.
They want to know if you liked The Christmas Story the first time you ever saw it.
I don't remember it, to be honest.
But you don't want to watch it.
It's been overdone. Been overdone. I don't like things that... I don't like overhyped things. You know, like, I almost didn't want to go to Avatar. Because everyone was like, oh, it's the greatest movie ever made. It changed my life.
No, there's just
Oh, fuck you. I'm not seeing it now. You ruined it.
It's not overdone. It's just there's some, you know, Christmas classics. Like, you know, what is it? A Wonderful Life? Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the last time I saw that. It was probably when I was a kid.
It's a Wonderful Life. And, I mean, that's just a classic. You watch at Christmas.
I just don't like big hype.
And...
Because nothing ever lives up to the hype they give it, you know?
What's another one I would say? A White Christmas with Bing Crosby and stuff. That's another classic you gotta watch around that time.
I can't say I've ever seen that one.
You're kidding.
Can't say I've ever seen that.
The music in that is classic forever, you know?
I know the song, always, of course, it's Christmas. But...
And so, like, there's Rudolph. That's classic Christmas to me.
Oh, yeah. Rudolph, Frosty, Captain Caveman. No. Can you imagine if Captain Caveman became a Christmas
Caveman!
Caveman! Hey, I do that pretty good. Attention, people in Hollywood. If you ever do a Captain Caveman movie, I get the voice for you.
I don't know. If you grow your hair out, you might even actually be him.
Who knows? It's like, it's Cousin It with a club.
Basically.
I do understand, getting off track a little bit here, I do understand the free bloods are now available on the test server.
Yeah, but you have to buy them.
You have to pay for them.
Ooh, who's going to pay for them?
Now, maybe if Domino is still with us here, maybe she can answer. If we go to test and we buy it, is our account flagged so we're not wasting the money? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't go to test and buy one if I couldn't use it on the live servers too. You know? But, you know, if your account's flagged, you know, you were planning on getting one anyway. And, being told by a few people, actually, that you can go to the Free Blood Lair now. I can't pronounce that name. Let's see. Doesn't know either. Would wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow.
Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, wait a minute. Kurayami is telling me the new Vampire Lair is in South Freeport and Kinos on the live server or the test server.
Probably on the test servers.
That may have been one of the things that was updated today. You know, kind of like the, like the Crag Estates are. Oh, they said it on the live server. I'm going to check this out. South Kinos, here I come. I will check this out. Kurayami was,
They're saying live servers, too.
Yes, I am checking it out now.
Where are you going?
South Kinos. It's probably somewhere around the Mistmore Manor. Let's see. Who knows? I just got done doing my my Crag Estate. I'm probably going to end up moving again. Oh, they're saying it's an alternative Crag Estate layout.
Layout?
Well, let's check this out. I said it's a tombstone. So I got to look for a tombstone. I'll check this out. And the follow-up on something that I had from last week, apparently it was my driver, not the... Now, see, this is nice. This is nice. I log in to South Kinos, and I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that the guild, the Kinos Guard, started back up. There is a member of the Kinos Guard on patrol. She's slowly walking her horse around. She's checking everything out. She's on patrol. I like that. Let's see here. Yep, there is a obelisk or a tombstone behind the Mistmore thing. So let's give a tour of that. We'll check it out.
And just for the record, all my alts have come up with zip as far as Santa Claus plushie.
Oh, you didn't get it yet?
No, I've got everything but.
Oh yeah, it's in the same motif. As the Crag Estate, but it's in a different layout. This is interesting. Oh, there is a spiral staircase going downstairs. It has a basement. Yep. There is a spiral staircase by the front door that has that leads down to the basement. It's a one-room basement. Let's see here. The rooms are smaller. So I think they're more reasonably sized. Yes, the rooms are definitely more reasonably sized.
Now, what exactly is this lair?
It's a house.
It's a house?
Yep, new house. You know what they did? I think they took my advice. They reworked the Crag Manor, so it's you know, it doesn't look like it was meant for a giant. You know, it's much smaller. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4. With the entryway and the basement, it is a 6-room house.
No balcony?
There is a balcony that leads to the outside. It's the same view as the Crag Estate. Same view as the Crag Estate. But it looks good. Matter of fact,
Right now, I'm just trying to get my butt over to South Kinos. Or
Freeport, whichever.
The harbor. The harbor. I think I'll take my butler. What do you think of the butler? I like the butler.
I think he's annoying.
Why?
I mean, to a certain extent, he's funny. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He's funny.
I take him with me for a while. You know, he's good for an hour.
Mm-hmm. He asks you if you want tea. He's like, are you sure you want to be dressed like that, sir?
Well, he says, you're gone long times and you're coming injured. And I forgot the rest of his lines, but, and what do you actually do? So I figured I'll take him with me, and this way he can figure it out on his own, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think the what is this called officially? Let's see. The Free Blood Lair, I think, is more reasonably sized. It looks good. I approve.
No, Jethel, seal of approval.
You have the Jethel Silver Ring, seal of approval. Now, I'm not sure if you can actually buy these things. Or maybe you have to be a free blood vampire to actually own one. I don't know. Maybe Domino can fill us in on that. I would have asked someone earlier, but I don't know about them.
Okay, so I'm going to go check. I'm almost to Frostville.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want my Santa Claus plushie!
Okay, well, it's not allowing me to buy because I don't have an ownership contract, so I don't know. I mean, you know, the Free Bloods have not been released yet. So I don't know.
Yeah, it might be just for Free Bloods. Or if you have the Bloods, then you have the contract. I don't know.
I
have to find out.
I think that would make sense. I mean, you're paying for the race. You're actually paying for it, you know? So I would think the free Blood Lair should come with the purchase of the race. That you know, that's just my way of thinking.
Well, eventually we do get the race free, you know, along with the... When you get the expansion...
Do you get the race for free with the expansion?
Well, it's part of the whole thing, okay? Our presents.
Our next set of presents will be in
January.
I completely forgot that the Free Blood race is coming free with the, you know, if you qualify for it, that is. I completely forgot.
Right. Yeah, or you can get it early.
Oh, okay. Domino was saying there is an accessory pack with the Free Blood vampires that you can purchase. And that should include the house. I believe it also includes, if I remember reading this correctly, it also includes invisible weapons. That way you look like you're using your claws.
Oh, your hands.
Instead of wielding swords. If I remember correctly, I believe I remember reading something about that. And I think they should have had invisible weapons all along, but hey, if they're going to make it, you know, a purchasable accessory, well, so be it. I mean... I like using my Claws of Jojo because I think Jethel just looks more vicious, you know, thrusting Wolverine claws around.
Okay, you Santa Claus, give me a plushie. God damn it, a red bauble.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I haven't brought Jethel in there to get his yet. Let me see what I get. If I get a plushie, I'll give it to you.
Well, I know somebody offered me a plushie, but I figured I'd keep driving, but I've ran all my alts through. I think I missed yesterday just because I was just too tired. Yeah. It was a long friggin' day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you came home and you were beat.
Well, yeah, well. So where is this Craig Estate?
It's
South Keno?
South Keno's right between the two the two large houses there.
Well, you go visit Santa Claus and I'm going to go check out the manor.
Mm-hmm. I like it. The lair. It's a lair.
The lair.
The lair.
Yeah. I've got to, maybe in the days to come, I got to run Crema through and the Frostfell stuff so she can get her sleigh. Figured, why not?
Sure.
I accepted it. Why not?
Do the evil side, get an evil sled. I think that would be awesome.
I don't know.
I think that would be awesome if there was an evil sled and you put it down, there was like a trail of blood behind you or something.
Oh, that's... Jeez. It's a bit much. I can see it.
Ho, 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 Bender! You know, Santa Claus, the robot Santa Claus from Futurama. And skeletal reindeer, yes, definitely.
Chatterella's been missing her presents since Friday.
Oh.
Oh, hon.
Let's see here. I got a silver oblong bobble.
Yeah, they could do sort of like a Jack Skellington, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas type thing for the Freeport guys.
You know, one of the complaints I had about Frostfell this year, there really wasn't a whole lot of new stuff. I mean, yeah, there were a couple of... There were a couple of quests. I had 100-some-odd tokens and nothing on the merchant I wanted. But I finally went off and picked up some of those icy squares.
I still gotta get the Frostfell book. The Frosty book.
Oh, the Frosty book?
So,
yeah.
Let's see.
It's a stack of books.
Hmm. Okay, the entryway is a little shorter. And you don't have... Oh, this is interesting. It's not a round circle anymore.
Nope.
It's sort of strange. And then you have something off to the left. Hmm.
Yep, and all the rooms are just about the same size, except the basement's a bit larger.
There's shelving in here.
Mm-hmm. It's almost reminiscent of the Tier 2 guild halls in Kinos.
Yeah.
Almost. I would say it's...
Now, this other room I went into, it's tall enough you could almost make it two stories.
I don't know. I think it's a little too short for two stories.
You have a balcony. There's somebody else out here with me.
Yeah.
You have the balcony, so you can break out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we go into this little room. Oops, I may hit me with a snowball. Rooms with the vaulted ceilings, you could still make that into two stories, I believe. Mm. What we got here? Another room that's shorter with shelving.
Well, yeah.
I haven't used the spiral staircase to go down yet. So I've checked out the... Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 rooms on this level plus the balcony.
Well, there's 4 room and the entryway and then the basement, so there's 6 rooms total
and the spiral staircase. Oops, I got... Yep. Oops, I ran off the spiral staircase.
Yeah, I did that too.
So yeah, this is smaller than the Craig Estate. This... Oh wow, that spiral staircase is taken right out of the Mistmore basement.
That's probably where they got it from.
Yep. I like it. I wish we could have that as a house item. But yeah, this is different. I still like my Craig Estate. I like my Craig Manor. And the entrance way when you come in, it's not vaulted either. So.
All right.
It's different. It's different. I like it. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I like my Craig Estate. It allows me to spread out my stuff.
But not everyone can get the Craig Estate, so...
True.
Now, I wonder if you'll be able to get the Freeblood Accessory Pack if you're not a Freeblood. It's a purchasable accessory pack, if I remember
correctly. Well, I'm going to jump in the station and let's see.
Well, I don't think it's there yet, huh? That's not going to be there until the races are released. What?
I just tried on the Gnome Heritage armor.
Ah.
That is hilarious. I look pretty funny in it.
Mm-hmm.
Look like a tall gnome. let me try the ogre. I look really funny in it. All these spikes.
Kuriyami is saying that everything is on the test station, including the accessory pack. Unfortunately, I don't have my...
I'd have to patch up my test.
Let me see.
Now, that Cloak of the Snowfall, that's pretty. That's pretty.
Yeah, it's nice. I'll see how long it'll take me to patch up the test server.
Probably a while, if you haven't been in there like me.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Okay. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and take a music break. I have music from the Muppets Christmas Carol all queued up. So you're supposed to listen to that and a few of my Frostfell songs, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Jethro Silverwing Show, Online Gaming Radio, we shall return. Go ahead and try that again.
Alright, it's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on Online Gaming Radio! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
Down here in the mailbag, I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'm here to read your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Yes,
I'm a dwarf who is allergic to ale!
What?
I've had to re-rest twice to finish my rite of passage. What should I do? Signed, Kershnuggard and Kaladim.
Oh, this is disturbing. Well, Kershnuggard and Kaladim. What the hell kind of dwarf are you? Shave your beard, lose some weight, and welcome to Riverdale, you halfling lightweight.
Next question!
What?
Oh, hey. I'm sorry. That was your line.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, this got me so upset.
It's weird.
So...
It's scary.
Bring my ear.
Oh, here you go, buddy. Here
oh,
you
thank
are.
You very much. Oh.
Wow.
Next question.
Drunken dwarf!
Yes, yes.
Do dwarves ever sit around and wonder why it is that they aren't dark elves and therefore superior to everyone else in Norrath? Or do they just drown their sorrows in a mediocrity of ale?
Just one
signed,
minute.
Kiara of Nariad!
Why are you... Did you say Kiara?
Yeah, Kiara.
That would be Kiara.
Of Sony. Oh, yeah, Sony Online. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo!
Please don't have Jethel's account banned, please.
Dark Elves rule!
Yay!
She goes on to say that the drunken dwarf should, dunk his head in a bucket of water.
What?
While humming the Riverdale theme from EverQuest 1.
Are you serious about this?
Yeah,
let me see that.
It's in the fine print.
I don't
trust
see
me
it.
On this.
Are you sure about this?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's all the time we had for Ask a Drunken Dwarf, right here on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
Yeah, I'm the Drunken and Very Wet Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by writing...
Da-da-da-da!
Drunken Dwarf!
Hey!
At kithacore.org!
That's right! back to Jethro and Elquist!
And we're back. I'm really going to have to transfer that new Ask a Drunken Dwarf down to your computer so you can listen to it. I think you'll appreciate it. Matter of fact, I'll do that right now. Let's see here. Gotta love
Trump. Amazing the things you can do.
Yes. Oh, good. Am I not connected to my network now? Oh, give me a fucking break. Yeah. I love...
I was looking through...
I love Windows 7 so much. In case you haven't noticed already.
I was looking through my email and I found an ad from The Sims. Guess what they're doing now?
What are they doing now?
Sims Medieval.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you up the link. It looks really good. I want to get it. You have knights, physicians, monarchy, wizards, blacksmiths, bards, priests,
interesting.
Spies, merchants, and you build a kingdom and you create heroes, you do quests. Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Interesting. Of course, that comes right after I suggested to the Zanga community that they make a Cityville or Farmville, that kind of thing, but medieval.
Medievalville. Well, I think EverQuest could do that. Or Sony,
Sony should do that, you mean.
Sony should do Medievalville before Zanga. Zynga. Zanga?
Yes, so... Jeez.
Well, they came out with that one that's...
Yeah, they just came out with Wildlife
Refuge. Which I've tried, and it's okay.
Yeah, I think
I just can't get into it.
Folks at Sony, I know the people from Sony do listen into the show. For crying out loud,
get Medievalville, hurry!
Medievalville before Zanga gets a hold of it. Well, of course, I don't think they'd be able to call it Medievalville. But, you know, whatever. You know. Call it like Kinosville. I don't know. But I think that would be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, because I got... What? Cityville, you've got me playing, which is... I'm surprised you play it. But you like it.
Well, you know, it's honestly less work than Frontierville.
Really?
Well, I don't have bears popping up ruining what I just harvested. Stuff like that, you know? You know, you're working hard, trying, you know, okay, I've got, you know, two energies left. Let's clear this out. Click one, click two, a bear pops up. Now I need to fight this thing for six turns before I clear out the little rubble I want. And in Cityville, trees don't grow back. You don't have to prune them. So
it reminds me too much of like a, what's that other game?
Sims.
Yeah, SimCity.
It's almost a SimCity type of thing, and it's just less maintenance. It's just easier, as far as I'm concerned. It's just, you know, I don't have to check it every 15 minutes to see if I need to cut some grass down or something like that, for crying out loud. So anyway, I don't know. We got anything else to talk about here besides, you know, medieval Sims?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm looking at the website now. It looks pretty cool.
There's three videos you'll have to watch where they explain what's going on and how it works. And I watched it and I was like, hey, this is cool. I am very tempted. It's supposed to come out in the spring of 2011.
Yeah, in 90 days, and it says here.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not a multiplayer game, so it's like the normal. I mean, I know they have Sims multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried
Sims Online. But it looks interesting.
Now, when they did Making Magic, I got The Sims. But this is a total change. This is if The Sims was created in medieval times.
So instead of playing on a computer, you play with rocks?
Yes.
Rocks and wood carvings.
But they're
carvings.
Saying, like, when you're creating your castle and you put the wizard's tower down, you get to play the wizard. So you're not stuck playing the same little characters that you create for the house and stuff. You get to do them all. And you do these quests. And depending on which one of your little Sims you take on a quest, the quest turns out differently. The solution is different. So we'll just see. I'll watch it, and I'm curious.
Now that's something I've actually wanted to suggest to Sony.
Is
what? More of an interactive quest. Have a quest go bad. You know, depending on the choice. You know, sometimes you hail an NPC as part of a quest, and you have multiple choice, and you have to pick the right one to continue with the quest. Well, what happens if you pick the wrong one and it sends you on a completely different road? You know what I mean? I think that would be interesting. I think that would be kind of cool. You go up to the guy and, you know, sometimes you hail an NPC and you can greet, you know, pleasantly, or you can say, yeah, whatever, get on with it, you know, that kind of thing. Let's say you treat the NPC rudely. Does he send you down the wrong road to a completely different quest or something? Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. Of course, what popped into my mind to have me do that, because I remember playing the Blade Runner game, and depending on how you acted, it changed the outcome of the game. Were you a replicant?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I think that'd be kind of cool. You know, if you're rude to an NPC, or maybe he gives you wrong information and get you killed. I think that'd be kind of cool. A little interactiveness in the quest. You know, I think that'd be kind of interesting.
I'm not sure how much that would take to program that in, though.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be any... Remember those books when you were a kid? To take the left road and switch to page 9. You know?
Yeah.
It would be the same thing.
You still get to the same end, it's just a different way of getting to it.
Maybe not even the same end. Multiple quests for, you know, depending on how you're reacting to the NPC, I think, would be, you know, instead of, you know, going to 7 different guys for 7 different quests, you go to one guy, and depending on if you're rude or if you answer a question incorrectly or whatever, it sends you on a different quest. It'd be interesting.
But then everybody's going to whine because they want to be able to do all of it.
Well, then you should have been polite to the dwarf. I don't have what you want yet. Don't need it. I need it. Well, you go over here and see this guy. I don't know. But I just think it'd be interesting.
It would be interesting.
Oh, there's something in my mailbox. Somebody sent me something. I got to go check it out.
Something in your mind.
I named my butler after the Phineas Fogg 80 Days Around the World guy's butler.
Yeah, you mentioned
I still can't pronounce his name.
Spell it out. Well, in the channel. Don't say it.
It's French, and I can't I can't pronounce it, and I should before I name something, but I thought, you know, if I'm going to take him out running around with me,
Passiparo.
Yeah, there we go. That's right. That sounds right.
That sounds right. Passiparo. Yeah. That sounds right.
It's a French name.
Yeah. Well, I named my dwarf butler Cadbury, which is after Richie Rich, of course.
Yeah. I looked them all over, and I saw that one for the 80 days and Phineas Fogg. And yeah, I like that one. That would fit.
I named my snowman Slushy.
Slushy. I like mine. He's Snowy Butt.
Snowy Butt.
Snowy Butt! Where's the Snowy Butt?
Snowy Butt.
Snowy Butt's not out. I have to call him. Which is funny. He's taller than the butler. Come on, Snowy Butt. Yay! Snowy Butt!
Snowy Butt.
Snowy Butt. Yep, it fits.
All right, so, you know what? I think...
You think?
I don't think we're going to have a show next week. I think it's time for us to take our winter break.
we're taking a winter break?
Yeah. So
between the holidays?
Sure.
So everybody's going to miss us.
Well, you know what? There's really not much to talk about until these vampires come out. Know what I mean?
Oh, there's one thing I want to talk about.
What's that?
It was Tularu's avatar was out. We went and used him to help a friend of ours get their sword thingy from that instance in Frostfell.
Right.
And she has this paw on her neck opening and closing.
Yes.
What the hell is that?
I don't know what it's called. Maybe
we inspected her, and I was shocked to find out it was this because I didn't even put the damn thing on when I got it.
Well, link it for us, sir. The paw of Opa. Opala.
But it's cool. Yeah, you have this little hand that opens and closes
Link's
on your
broken.
Deck.
Link is broken.
Oh, for God's sake.
Try that again.
Oh, somebody will probably put one up that works by the time I can do it.
No, Matherius's link is broken too. Interesting.
How about that one?
Yep. Whoop.
That one works.
Yeah, your last one worked there, yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, you got to put a couple spaces in there before you.
Oh, that's nice. I wouldn't mind getting that. Let me compare it to what I'm wearing now.
And,
That's a little bit better than what I'm doing now, except the necklace I have right now is the unglued alchemist amulet, and that's the one that heals you for 3,300 points.
Well, this is the one I have that I've been wearing, which is better for me because of the agility. Okay.
Jewel of the Librarian, yes.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've got an adornment on it, too, which adds 3.5 damage per second.
Yeah, you can see that when you inspect it, yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's better than the Paw of Opal, I believe, for me.
Yeah, for Rangers, yes, I would say so. Well...
So, I put it on just so, you know, I'm going to do is go up and stand really close to her, and then I'm going to emote that my little paw reaches out for her little paw and shakes hands.
Nice.
I think that'd be amusing. It's our secret handshake.
Yeah, Mariana's saying for RP reasons it may not be good for some people. You know, because they're, you get a little animated hand around your neck. That may not be.
It looks really weird. Yeah. She's a Shadow Knight, you know, and I saw that thing move and I went, what the heck is that?
Mm-hmm.
On me, it looks a little funny, but little paw moving. Aww. But that is totally cool. That is the first, I believe, the first neck item that is visible, and it's animated.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, here's something I wanted to bring up, bring to people's attention, and I'm going to share this on my Facebook page. People want to take a look at it. Facebook.com/Jethel. Acer is coming out with the first dual screen laptop.
Oh, wow.
So instead of, you know, one half being a keyboard, one half being the screen, you have two screens, and the bottom one is also touch and has a touch keyboard. But you can, you know, get rid of the keyboard and boom, you have two screens. So instead of it being, you know, 15 inches by, you know, 10, whatever it is, like, you know, it's one big split screen. So that's kind of cool. There was no price. There was no price associated on the page yet, but I can imagine it would be pretty costly.
Probably. Oh, yeah, I couldn't put the necklace in the appearance slot.
Uh-huh.
I have to actually wear it, physically wear it, in order for it to show. But maybe they're working on something where there's appearance items for necklaces. I know they have the rings, which I don't get into because you can hardly see them on a person's hand. And if you got gloves on, forget it. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, visible wearable neck pieces. That would be kind of cool.
Mm.
That you could put in the appearance slot so you can see a necklace on a person or something.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Yep, phase on rings, forget it. That's next to impossible to see. I mean, the only thing is that you could actually, you know, at least the person wearing it knows it's there. I don't know.
Well, then what's the point? I mean, you know, the person that wears it knows that it's there whether you can see it or not.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you're buying those things to be shown, I don't know, I guess another fae might notice if they're close enough of looking at the little fae's hands, but, you know. On an ogre, you could see him probably really good, but, yeah. I didn't know the paw had this visible graphic going on. That's pretty cool.
Hey, that it does.
So I had to go get mine and put it on, because after I got it, I thought, oh, well, this is cool, but I don't think I'm ever going to use it, so I'll just go and put it in my house. So I'll have to go visit the shady dealer and put this one in the house and buy another one for me to take with me. Because it's a heritage type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember right, when you did the pop opal,
mm-hmm.
in EQ1, the graphic of it was a closed fist or paw or something, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
It's been a long time.
I don't remember.
Oh, and there was another thing. Oh, I was in Freeport, and I was able to get the quest for the tree over there, so I have to finish that too. Not the evil tree, but just the regular tree, I believe. I don't know. I will find out. I need to go finish it. I don't know if I'll do it tonight, because I've got to do more fudge.
Fudge. And this fudge should be for us.
Well, no.
What?
No.
When the hell are we going to get any fudge?
Soon.
So, who are you baking it for this time?
The people down the street that brought us some goodies that the dog ate.
Oh yeah, that was funny as hell. New neighbors now. I don't know if they're new neighbors or they just wanted to reach out. Whatever.
They're new.
So they come down with a box of goodies. There were cookies and little candies and stuff like that that they had made themselves. And we went out to dinner. I put the thing on the kitchen counter. The dog normally doesn't go up there. I think he was working in cahoots with the cats. And we come home, I sit down to watch TV, Elquin goes into the kitchen, hon, look what's on the floor, empty container. Oh, goddamn dog. I think he was working in cahoots with the cats.
Think so.
I think so. Because I put it in the back of the counter, I don't think he could have gotten it.
I don't think it was back far enough.
Anyway.
Wasn't far enough. Yeah, there wasn't a scrap left in there. Not even a crumb.
Nope.
But he did leave the tissue paper that it came in. Did you notice it lined the pan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Actually, you know, I need to make fudge for them. And then Tim and Kitty want fudge, so that's another one I gotta make.
Mm-hmm.
And some fudge for us.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wanted to take a little bit of fudge to work.
They are undeserving of your fudge.
Well, this would be just for Greg. I want to give Greg some fudge.
So, crap, I was about to say something. Can't remember what it was. Oh! This Friday on Christmas Eve, I picked up all the necessary components to make. Da-da-da-da.
Evil fudge. Evil nachos. Nachos.
You have fudge on the brain.
Fudge on the mind! Fudge. Fudge. But yes, Friday night for Christmas Eve, we will have evil nachos.
Your evil nachos are good.
Nachos.
Oh.
Now we have people in the chat channel wanting your fudge.
Well, go get my recipe, guys, and just do it.
It's not that hard.
Go to kithacore.org/fudge. It's there with the, with even an instructional
I even got a video.
There is an instructional video of Elquin making the fudge.
You can't go wrong.
The hardest thing about it is stirring it.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, it seems to be pretty simple. But you, if you have bad...
That and knowing exactly when to start the count for the heavy boil for 5 minutes. You can't start it too soon, and you can't start it too late.
Yeah. But if you got bad arms or bad shoulders like I do, stirring that damn fudge is kind of difficult. All right. Anything else?
I've had other fudge this week from other people, and I don't know. I think I'm hoping mine's different.
Your fudge is awesome. Simple
Better
as
be.
That.
It has three different chocolates in it.
Three different chocolates, 34 marshmallows, and then put through a shrink ray. Anybody out there watch Eureka?
Yes.
How did you get so much flavor in such a little fruitcake? It's an entire fruitcake shrunk.
Which caused a whole lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
All okay.
Right. Okay, that's it. I think we're done for the day.
Can I get you to on stirring duty?
Yeah, the... I guess.
Thanks.
Suppose.
I'll go set up.
Maybe.
We really should try to go pound through two tonight. Honestly, yes, two of them.
I guess. I'm gonna get the boy to do that. He's stronger than I am.
Well, no. He's rocking out.
Rocking out. All right. All right, folks. That's it for the Gentle Simmering Show. We're going to take next week off in between the holidays. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. Wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Also.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And, of course, today's the 21st, so we'll wish everyone a blessed solstice for anyone who celebrates the solstice. And that really was an awesome...
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great eclipse last night. I stayed up.
There's something else that's awesome, too.
What's that?
You know, Sony had the 100 podcast.
Yes,
I think
did.
It's out, too.
Yep, they released that today.
People should check that out.
Yeah, and then we watched it live because it was actually a vidcast.
Yep, and happy Yule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the eclipse happens on solstice every 400 years, something like that.
Blood moon. Yeah.
Yep. So we got to see that. And, you know, thanks to the internet. Anyway, it was really cloudy over here, so we watched it. And good luck trying to get to the NASA website last night. God,
it was busy.
Yeah, but we got it through a I think it was the University of California or something like that.
They were filming it, too, at Edmond, which was in Washington, just down the ways that was clear enough to see.
Mm. Okay, so Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year, and we'll be back on the 4th. No, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't. Okay, 4th. 4th is good. Well, I just remember we have to bring Mom back to the airport on the 4th, but that's early morning, so no problem. All right, folks, enjoy yourselves. If you're going to drink, don't go out on the roads. If you do, I'll track you down, run you off the road, and make your family really sad. That's how I feel about drunk drivers. And with that, we wish you Merry Christmas. Good night, everyone.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the... Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese and Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, two badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love elk and Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.